It is another edition of UND Football 360. The podcast is we get ready for the opener at Kansas State. Fall camp continues. And a lot of new pieces to this UND football team, not only players and staff, but a new defense. And we're going to walk through that today with Keaton Wilkerson, who was hired this past offseason to coach safeties. He spent some time at Washington and also Wyoming. But let's play Getting to Know You, Coach, a little bit. Give us a little bit about your background and what your college football experience has been like so far and what stops you've made.
Yeah, appreciate you guys for having me on. So I'm originally from Gillette, Wyoming. My dad was a head high school football coach for 14 years, and I knew I wanted to coach pretty early on. Went to the University of Wyoming as a student assistant and did that for three seasons, and then got hired on staff by Coach Bull there as a graduate assistant. And so I was at the University of Wyoming for a total of 5 years in a variety of different roles, and then got hooked up with Coach Schmidt, Coach Morrell, and Coach DeBoer out at the University of Washington, and was out there with them for the 23 season. And then when Coach DeBoer and Coach Schmidt left, I actually got retained by Coach Fish and his staff and spent the 24 season out there in Seattle as well. And then got the call to come out to UND with Coach Schmidt this offseason. So that's kind of my my path and my career so far, but really excited to be at UND and working for the Fighting Hawks now.
Not many guys with your experience can say they've coached in an FBS national championship game. That had to have been quite the experience.
Yeah, really, really cool experience. Really, that whole year was a cool experience to be around some of those NFL guys and just to see that the way that they operate and handle the business and stuff like that. And then, like you said, to be able to coach in a national championship game is pretty special.
So you're going to do it again this year? That's the plan, right?
That's the plan, man. We're worrying about 24-hour segments, but
yeah,
that's the plan.
The ultimate goal. Well, let's dive in. We mentioned new defense this year. Coach Schmidt comes back home, but brings a new defense with him that he's picked up along the way. Let's go through the overall defense. What are you guys calling it? What is the objective of this defense? What is it designed to do?
Yeah, so we kind of brand all of our offense, defense, special teams. So we're calling our defense the Dakota style. It's a 4-2-5 system. You know, we are can be very diverse in that system in terms of the front structure we can provide, but our base is going to be a 4-2-5. And when you look at that, it's really four down linemen, you know, two edge rushers, two defensive tackle type body types, and then two true linebackers, and then five DBs. And it's a combination of, we can put a multitude of different body types out on the field. That stud position is what we call it, really allows us to mess around and dictate what we want the offense to see structure wise. So the base of it is that stud position, the nickel position, is going to be a DB body type that can cover, that can blitz, man coverage, zone coverage, you know, and just provide a ton of different looks. And then two corners and two safeties. So very, very diverse system, but in today's modern college football, you know, you got to defend a lot of space. We talk about it all the time with the defensive guys, like offense is trying to create space and we're trying to take space away on defense. Yeah, and so the ability to kind of structure it, to take away RPOs and also defend the run and stuff like that. It's a good system that can be diverse and do a lot of different things.
You know, under the old defense, it was fun to watch because you never knew where the pressure was going to come from. Is this a pressure style defense or conservative style defense? What would you say?
Yeah, we're going to really be diverse. We have the ability to pressure. We also have the ability to play coverage. And I think that's something that we do a great job of as a staff, is looking at, okay, how can we make it tough on the quarterback, right? The quarterback is the position that you want to affect most on defense. So we're going to be a multitude of different things. We're going to show pressure and bring it. We're going to show pressure and drop. We're going to show coverage and bring pressure. You know, we can do a whole multitude of different things out of this system.
The thing about putting in a new defense is your veterans got to learn it too. And there's the old saying about college football, really sometimes takes a couple years to just go out and play when you've learned everything and then your mind can just go and react. How big of a transition do you feel it's been for these defensive players that have been in the system? And is there any feedback from them on this learning curve so far?
Yeah, I think it is a transition. I think it's a credit to Coach Schmidt and the staff that he's hired here. I mean, we have a defensive staff that's very experienced and can connect with the players. And then it's also a testament to Coach Schmidt and the way that he operates in terms of our 52-week schedule. Like, fall camp is now the third time, really the fourth time, that we're installing this whole defense. And so we installed the whole defense in winter PRPs, and then we go back all the way to install one and installed the whole defense in spring ball. And then throughout the summer PRPs, the whole defense again. So this is the fourth time that these guys are hearing it. And when you have veteran guys like Malachi McNeil, Jai Martin, guys that have played a lot of college football, and then you throw in guys like Lance Rucker, Caden Vig, Miles Terry, guys that have been out on the field, you know, I think they're picking it up really well. And the biggest thing is the guys were open to it, right? They want to learn. They want to do that. Like, I have guys coming into my office all the time asking, hey, coach, can we just look at this one more time? Hey, I'm struggling with this a little bit. And, you know, I think Coach Schmidt's done a good job hiring football coaches that can teach the game at a high level, but also relate with these guys. And so we realize that it's a big change for them, but they've really kind of dug in with us, you know, and we're all linking arms together. So it's been fun to teach the defense. And I always tell our guys, like, hey, we're only good coaches if we can explain it in a way that you guys understand it. Like, ask us the tough questions, ask us the, hey, why are we doing this? Because when you understand why something's happening or why your job is something, it makes a whole lot more sense of, like, if the free safety's playing man technique, right, and he knows where his help is, he knows what the linebacker's doing, he knows what the stud's doing outside of him, it's going to be a lot easier for him to wrap his head around why we're doing something and why he needs to play with that technique when you understand the full picture. So we're not trying to have these guys just memorize it. We're trying to teach in concepts so that they can understand the full why of the concept of how we're trying to do something.
Before we go through the positions, there's been more changes in some of the ways the offseason is handled. I know in the weight room and nutrition has been different. I know you weren't here last year, but since you got here in January, talk about the development of the players on the football team physically, what you guys have seen and the results you've seen.
Yeah, I think all that credit goes to Derek Stein, our head strength and conditioning coach. Man, he put together a great plan, him and Coach Schmidt, of how we're going to train, what we're going to give these guys nutrition-wise stuff, and the guys really attacked it. You know, we talk all the time about doing hard better. And, you know, looking at it from a calendar perspective, right, you get, you know, 3 weeks of training camp and 12 guaranteed opportunities to play the game of football. Like, you're spending most of your time in the weight room developing, and to be the program we want to be, we're going to be a developmental program, and these guys really, really attacked it this offseason, and we've seen some really good changes in guys' bodies, and the way that they've attacked the weight room was really kind of uncommon. You know, you don't see that everywhere. The investment that our guys put into, hey, showing up early and doing their prehab and rehab and taking care of their body so that they can continue to train at a high level. And I think the fans will see that when they see some of these guys in person, the way that they've changed their body.
All right, let's go position by position on this defense now, and learn a little bit about what we're going to see. Want you to mention some of the players that have risen towards the top, maybe some of your veterans, and then some of these first, second-year guys you could mention that will be in the mix for some consistent playing time and have shown flashes during camp. Sound good?
Yep, sounds good.
We won't do a speed round. I really want to dive in, so I feel like we're on a game show. Question number one. No. D-line. Really a different look to it this year as we switch to the Dakota style. I love it. The 4-2-5, no more nose guard. So what type of bodies are you looking for in that interior defensive tackle spots now?
Yeah, in the interior defensive line spot, we're really looking for big body guys that also have twitch. You know, we need to be able to stop the run at a high level to be a successful defense. You always have to stop the run, but then when we get those teams into longer yardage situations, we want those guys to have the ability to rush the passer as well and kind of push that pocket. And we talk all the time about making the quarterback throw from the bottom of a well, you know, affecting the quarterback, putting pressure on him and stuff like that. You know, so we got a good group of guys in there. You know, E-Man coming over from St. Thomas. He's a guy that is a big body, really powerful guy. Montre's a guy that's twitched up, can hold the point of attack, but also get after the pass rusher. And then Tyler Henry's a guy that we added this summer from Sac State that had a really good summer and is really coming along this fall camp.
Yeah,
Big
and
body guys that are athletic, but also can hold the point of attack. You know, in this conference, we're going to get downhill football and teams that run the ball, and we want to take pride in stopping the run.
yeah, it all starts in the middle, doesn't it?
No doubt, no
Yeah.
doubt.
How about the defensive ends now? Really a different look for fans this year.
Yeah, really a different look. But I would say, like, I'm really excited to see that room on the football field. I think we have some game changers in that room. You know, we have two different positions. We have the Zeke and the field edge. We play those guys field boundary. We're a field boundary defense. And so a guy like Lance Rucker, Kaiwan is a guy that came in that's an older guy that's played a lot of college football. You know, Grady Kinch, Caden Vig, Miles Terry, those are all guys that we feel fit that mold at the edge rusher position for us. Guys that, again, can be solid at the point of attack and stop the run, but then when we get to longer yardage situations, man, we want them to run off the football and affect the quarterback. And if you look at Coach Schmidt's track record of edge rushers, you know, that's been the position that he's coached along with linebackers, and he has a very good plan of developing them and stuff like that. And Coach John Anderson has done a great job with that room of allowing them to be themselves and affect the quarterback, but also giving them kind of rules of engagement, you know. And I'm really excited to see that room go out there and just compete. It's a deep room that they're really pushing each other. We have good leaders in that room as well. And then, like, a young guy like Brody Thornton that just got here this summer, he's a guy that we're taking a look at in fall camp, and he's been really coming along this fall camp.
How does this defensive line line up? Are they all down? Are there going to be the ends in a 2-point stance, 3-point, 4-point? How do we run this?
I think you'll see a multitude of different things. I think that's kind of the key of the 4-2-5, right? There's going to be times that they're playing a six technique, and in there going head to head with tight ends. There's going to be times that they got their hand in the ground, you know, playing some odd structure front stuff. And then there's going to be times that they're standing up on the edge and really getting running off the football and trying to affect that quarterback back there. So you're going to see a multitude of alignments, hand in the ground, hand up, everything like that.
So the edge rusher in this defense really set up to, it's a team game, but you could really be a stud out there if you execute this right. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you look at it just from a football perspective, right? You look at NFL contracts; those guys can affect the game in a big way, and I think that's why their contracts reflect that. You know, and that's something that we really want to take advantage of when you got guys in the room that can affect the quarterback. We're going to try to put them in the best positions possible to do that.
You mentioned linebackers. Now we had four on the field. Now we're going to two. What was it like when you guys came in and said, some of you guys aren't going to be in this room anymore? You're going to be up with the defensive linemen. Were they excited about that?
Yeah, I would say, like, everybody throughout this transition process, change is hard, right? But our guys did a really good job of just attacking it head on. They asked questions and really put their head down and went to work. So for some of those guys, I think it was a change in terms of how do I play this position or what are you looking for out of this position? But now that we've gotten into it, like I said, this is really the fourth time that we're going through the install, and they're really attacking it. And I think liking the way that we move stuff around in the positions that they're playing.
So in the 4-2-5, what are the linebackers doing? Their responsibilities, what can we expect for to see there?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is they have to be great communicators. All the checks and calls that we have and stuff like that, but then they also have to have the ability to stop the run. You'll hear me say that with every position. Like, to stop the run, you need all 11 guys on defense locked into that and to be able to fit the run. But we also want athletic guys that can, one, rush the passer when we get into blitz situations and want to put pressure on the quarterback, but also guys that can drop into coverage and play off quarterback eyes. You know, I'm a firm believer, and Coach Schmidt's a firm believer that, hey, there's one football on the field. Like, we're not going to go cover grass. But we're going to give you landmarks and route progressions and stuff to train and see with your eyes so that we can take away zone windows and play man-to-man coverage and stuff like that. So I think it's a combination of big, long guys that can run, get after the passer when we ask them to rush, but then also have the ability to drop into coverage and play off the quarterback vision.
Will the edge rusher be dropping for coverage at all throughout this year?
Oh yeah, I think you'll see a good blend of those guys dropping and rushing. You know, it kind of depends on the game plan, right? This system has really everything that a defense needs, and so we're gonna really get into the weeds as coaches here and try to put our guys in the best position to be successful on Saturdays. So one Saturday you might see those guys dropping, one Saturday you might see them rushing all the time, and sometimes you'll see a mix of both. And I think that's what this system allows us to do is be very diverse.
How about young guys at linebacker? Who's maybe turned some heads in camp?
Yeah, I think Ethan Bull is a guy that has had a really good fall camp. The way that he's transitioned and grew from spring to summer to fall camp, now we've really seen him have the ability to go out there and make some plays. A guy like Gabe Anderson, who just got here, is a guy that is really developing at a high level and having a grip of the system, and he's a long guy that can move around. So I would say those are two young guys that we're taking a hard look at here this training camp and fall camp.
You also said this position has to do a lot of communicating, and that takes me to the communication system in the helmets now. You'll be working with a player on the field that can listen to Coach Schmidt. Will you be able to do some of those checks and changes through the headset, or will that be shut off by the time those calls need to be made?
Yeah, so the helmet communication, it's going to shut off. It's going to shut off at 15 seconds on the play clock, you know, so it kind of depends on what the offense is giving us. And, you know, if we're getting tempo, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of time to get those checks and stuff like that. But at times, and really, truly, you don't want to give those guys a whole lot to think about, right? You don't want to be in their ear talking. You just want to give them the call and maybe one key to look at here or there, you know. And I think the rest of that is handled through teaching those guys in the meeting room and just coaching them to go through the checks and to where their eyes need to start. And hey, if we get this formation, what should we be expecting? You know, that is done a whole lot in the meeting room and stuff like that. But there is situations where, you know, we're clicking into the headset and giving them the call and then saying, hey, here's one little key. You know, if you get this formation, we're going to this, you know, just to give them a little trigger. So that then they see that formation and it's already right there in their brain. But you don't want to give those guys too much to think about. We want them to go out there and play fast. A lot of the checks and stuff like that, we're teaching in the meeting rooms.
Yeah, I suppose, especially in the first year too, it can get a little
No
cluttered
doubt.
up in the brain until it all sorts it out and learns it. Corners, are we going to press? How are we going to play? Are we going to play up front, get physical with these guys? You mentioned every position needs to stop the run, so got to be physical in this defense.
No doubt, no doubt. I feel like I'm giving you the same answer with everything. We're going to be diverse, man. You're going to see those guys go up there and press and play bump and run coverage and really get physical with the receivers. You're going to see them start on the line and walk off the line, and we really have the ability to do both. And I think Coach Travis Steps has done a great job with that room of teaching those guys of, hey, how you can affect a quarterback, right? Like, I think that's the biggest thing in the game of football is like if you can affect the quarterback and change the picture on him, we could make it really tough for the quarterback on any given Saturday. And so, you know, having guys like Bennett Walker, Antonio Blewett that are longer guys that have the ability to get up there and play bump and run man coverage, and then you know you mix in the Q Carmichael, kind of a smaller guy that's. It's a coverage guy, but like we said, we're putting a big emphasis on physicality and getting in the run fits. And if you want to win football games in this conference, you're going to have to stop the run every Saturday.
Is there an ideal body type that you guys are looking for in your corners?
We like length out at that position. You know, guys that can has the ability to run, have the ability to play bump and run coverage, and then get in run fits. You know, we're going to see a lot of bunch formation where those corners are asked to get in run fits, you know. And if you look at the NFL football and Big Ten football, and I like to compare the Missouri Valley to the Big Ten, like they're always trying to get the ball in the corner, right? When offenses draw up a play on a playbook sheet, there's usually one unblocked guy, and it's either the free safety or the corner. And they're trying to get the ball onto those guys, onto those DBs, and we have to be great tacklers at those positions.
Any young guys gonna see the field?
Yeah, I think a guy, Grant Nolan, who has just got here, you know, he's really attacked the process of learning the game and how he can be successful out there. And we've really seen a lot of really good flashes from him at the cornerback position. A guy like Henry Theobald, you know, we're working him back from a unfortunate injury this spring, but I think he's a guy that once we get him back in the fold, he'll be right there competing for reps. And so we're really excited about that group.
Maybe we should go on to the safeties, save the best for last, because that's your position group, correct, Coach?
Yep.
The nickel position. You hear it all the time in football, but there's a lot of dummies like me out there in the football world. Explain what that nickel position is as a third safety now.
Yeah, from a philosophy standpoint, you know, that position can really be three different body types, if you will. It can be a third corner body type where you're putting a third guy to put the emphasis on coverage. It could be a third backer body type where, you know, you're getting some bigger personnel stuff and that guy's going to be fitting the run, covering tight ends. And then it could be a safety body type that's kind of a hybrid of both. You know, and I think from a base perspective, that guy for us is going to be kind of the safety body type, the guy that can play man coverage, the guy that can blitz and also get into the run fits. And then based on down distance and situation, you're going to see us change that position up. You're going to see different body types and different types of guys at that position. You know, guys in that room right now, Johnny Wiltshire is a guy that's an older guy that is now in his second year with us at UND. I think he's really had a really good fall camp. He's a guy that can cover, but is also physical at the point of attack. Avery Scott's another guy that we moved in there this spring. And both of those guys, you know, Johnny was a safety, Avery was a corner, and they've really attacked that process of learning how to play the nickel position. And then a young guy, Grant Tyluki, who's come in and showed flashes of the things that he can do from a coverage perspective and has the smarts and the ability to learn it at a high level. And so we're really excited about that room and what we can do on Saturdays to provide offenses different looks and, again, be diverse.
Again, what is that body type you're looking for in the safety room when you're out recruiting?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're going to hear a consistent message from our staff is we like length at all of the defensive back and linebacker positions, guys that can run. But they also have to have the size to get in the run fits. I mean, it's the nature of this conference. If you want to win football games and win at a high level, you're going to have to defend the run. And being in the Midwest, guys are going to put big bodies on the field. And in terms of personnel, you know, you're going to see 12 personnel, 13 personnel, 21 personnel, 22 personnel. And so they have to be able to have the ability to hold up in those run fits as well. But we want those guys to be elite cover guys. And then, teach them and show them how to be elite blitzers and get in those run fits and play with their hands and stuff like that.
Game prep. Have you guys started that at all? Putting in plans, or are you still working on what you guys need to do?
We're really emphasizing the us versus us motto right now and going 1-0 and handling 24-hour segments. You know, from a player's perspective, we haven't been talking that with the guys yet, but as a staff, you know, we've started to look and put together plans and really dig in deep to how we're gonna go out there on game one and what we want it to look like. But from a player's perspective, you know, we're really focused on 24-hour segments. How can we get better each and every day and really attacking the training camp right now? But as a staff, we've started to game plan and look at that stuff. Yes.
How about health-wise? You pretty healthy on the defensive side of the ball. I know you battled some injuries during the spring. We battled some season-ending injuries last year. Do you feel pretty good about the health of the team right now?
Yeah, I feel really good about it. You know, and it's a testament to our performance team, our training staff, our nutrition staff, our strength and conditioning staff. You know, like we talked about earlier, that 52-week calendar, man, you get really 15 weeks to play football outside of spring ball. And the way that we attack the not only the training cycle, but hey, how are we handling our bodies like a pro in the training room? What are we doing before workouts, post workouts to have our bodies feeling the best we can? What are we fueling our bodies with? You know, I think it's a testament to the guys that have really took pride in that and really approached their lives like professionals, right? That's one thing that we challenge these guys with all the time is like, hey, can you approach it like a pro every day in and day out, the way you're handling your body, the way that you're eating, everything like that. And so football's hard, training camp's hard, right? And we're trying to make it hard on these guys, but I think they've really responded and kept their bodies in the best possible shape, and they're feeling really good so that we can get out there and see all those pictures. Because in college football, you're limited to a certain amount of time because these guys are student athletes, you know. And so every time that we get out on that field, it's valuable for them to be able to be out there and be playing. And everyone's been out there throughout training camp so far.
Well, I almost forgot. We better finish the safety position. Don't want to forget about the most important part, probably in your eyes.
Yeah, you're going to see, again, a combination of guys that can play the pass but also play the run. Like in college football, RPOs are a big thing that really the last 5, 6 years have that's what offenses have transitioned to. And a lot of times they're reading that second, third level defender. So these are guys that you have to manipulate the run fits to get one of the safeties or the stud in the run fit, you know, to be that third fitter in there. And so they're guys that are going to be playing the pass but also fitting downhill on the run. And I think we got a group of guys that are a good combination of that. You know, Jai Martin is a guy that has had a great offseason, not only from a training perspective, but man, does that guy want more every day. Like, he challenges me as a coach. Like, I better walk into that meeting with a really good plan and a really good a good meeting to teach, and so that he can grow every meeting. And those guys are asking the tough questions. They're asking, hey, why are we doing this? Or what's where's my help at in this formation? Or what's my eye progression here? You know, those guys are really challenging us. So a guy like Jai Martin, it's kind of leading that group right now. And then you throw in a guy like Tyler Erkman, Jet Sutton, guys that have played football for the Fighting Hawks and been out there on the field. And then you add another old guy from Zach Lewis, who transferred to us from NAU, a guy that's played at a high level at the FCS level. You know, so we're really excited about that room. And then you got a young guy in Owen Thiel just from right down the road in Moorhead, Minnesota, that's done some good things this fall camp. You know, Sam Ostrang has done some good things. So we're really excited about that room and what they have to offer this fall.
Tackling, big part of football, but you want to stay
Huge part of
healthy.
it.
You want to stay healthy. So you're learning a new defense, trying to figure this out, but you also got to go out and finish it. Has it been a more physical camp? Have you guys been adding that because of the learning curve?
Yeah, I think it always has to be a physical camp, right? To be a successful defense, you have to be a great tackling defense. But it's also the art of coaching, right? How can you take care of your guys so that we can get everybody to the first game and get everybody on the bus for that first game, but also have them in the best possible position to be successful. And when you look at tackling, like, 90% of missed tackles happen because of approach angles. So you can do a lot of tackling drills and work on tackling and stuff without the full contact. And definitely throughout this fall camp, we've had live tackling sessions, and we do a lot of tackling circuits and teaching these guys the body position and the approach angles of, hey, how do I approach a tackle? What's my body position need to be on contact? So we have a high emphasis on tackling in this defense. And I think the guys have really attacked that every day in and day out, whether it's, hey, we're going live contact today and we're taking people to the ground, or hey, it's an indie period here in practice and we need to be locked into the details and working on approach angles and body positions and things of that nature.
Final thing I want to leave you with, you're on the defensive side of the ball, Coach Schmidt, head coach, also the D coordinator. Talk about how that process is going. Has it been pretty smooth? Do you guys got a good communication system down?
Yeah. Coach Schmidt's a great guy to work for. You know, he's a really smart guy in terms of the defensive football. But then he has a great pulse of the team as a head coach, not only the defensive side of the ball, but the offensive side of the ball. So we're working through that. You know, there's times that it's us five defense or six defensive position coaches in there going through stuff, and he's doing head coaching stuff. And then there's times that it's all of us in there talking through things, you know. But I think having a guy like Travis Steps, who's been here for a long time, a guy like John Anderson, who's been a head coach. It's a very diverse room in the defensive staff, and it's been a really fun group to work with. I mean, I'm learning something new every day from these guys, and they're really good teachers and mentors. And I think you'll see that this fall, that relationships win, and we have great relationships with our guys, and we just want to come into this building every day and pour into these guys.
You talk about Coach Schmidt and the JYD philosophy, the hashtag, the junkyard dog, bring your lunch pail to work every day. What does that mean to you? And do the players buy in? Do they like that style?
Yeah, I think first off, like, Coach Schmidt is a junkyard dog himself. Just the way that that guy approaches, like, there's nobody in the building that's going to work harder than that guy. And for me, being a position coach like that just makes me want to be one of the hardest workers as well. When the head man's working that hard, like, everybody in the organization is working that hard as well and wants to be that. And so you're going to see a physical defense, a physical offense. You're going to see a physical football team that's really blue collar nasty, right? We want to make our fans proud. And coming from the Midwest, a lot of our fans, and they are junkyard dogs. They are blue collar nasty. They're waking up every day and going to work and bringing their lunch pail with them. And so that's something that we're talking to our guys about every day. Like, the work works, and we're going to work, and that's something we talk about all the time, is doing hard better.
Nasty and defense go so well together in football, don't
So
they?
well
That's what
together.
you want to hear.
Yeah.
Well, Keaton,
Yeah.
I'm glad you're part of the program. I enjoyed our time together. Wealth of knowledge here, and I think if anyone's listened to this podcast today, they're going to know more about the UND defense and what to expect this fall. So we wish you the best of luck. We look forward to visiting with you here throughout the season, and go get them in game one.
Heck yeah. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for your guys' support. And we can't wait to see all the fans pack the Alaris Center, man. Go Hawks.